Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into a corner of England you might not know, but I have a feeling we're all going to love it by the end of this. Littleborough.
A great choice.
You guys sent in a bunch of articles and web pages about it. And honestly, just skimming them, I'm already hooked, ready to unearth some hidden gems.
Oh, absolutely. What's really cool is how these sources, they give us all these different angles on Littleborough. You know, you see the industrial past, and then there's this whole other side focused on the scenery and how beautiful it is. And then there's this whole vibrant community, even today.
Okay, well, I have to ask about this phrase I came across, Weaver's Seaport. What is that all about?
Ah, that would be Hollingworth Lake.
A lake, okay.
Yeah, it's this big 118-acre lake right near Littleborough.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Yeah. But it wasn't always just, you know, a pretty place to visit. It's got a whole story behind it.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, so back in the 1800s.
Oh, wow, way back.
They built it, right. But it wasn't for, like, people to enjoy. It was all about function. They needed to feed the Rochdale Canal.
So it was purely industrial back then.
Pretty much. But then think about it. Now it's all kayaking and sailing and just beautiful walks along the shore.
That's quite a change. I mean, was it like a smooth transition from this industrial thing to a recreation spot? Were there any bumps along the way?
That's a really good question. And you're right. It's usually not just like, boom, industry's gone, let's all go sailing. There are usually some growing pains along the way, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But with Hollingworth Lake, honestly, its beauty kind of saved it. I mean, this wasn't just some random canal feeder, you know what I mean? It was nestled right in the middle of the Pennines, so it had this incredible natural beauty already there.
Ah, okay.
So even when it was industrial, it must have been pretty spectacular.
Right. And speaking of the Pennines, I kept seeing this term, the Pennines Township. So is Littleborough, like, part of something bigger? It's not just this one town.
You got it. It's like this whole cluster of communities, right? All nestled in this amazing landscape. You've got places like Milnrow, Newway, Wardle. Each one is unique, but they're all connected by this shared history, this landscape, even just the experience of living in the South Pennines, you know?
So it's more than just geography, it sounds like. It's a shared identity, almost.
Yeah, totally. It's like this thread that runs through generations.
Okay, so we've got this picturesque lake, this strong community vibe. But wait, did I read something about Neolithic flint tools? Are we talking like ancient history here too?
Oh yeah, get ready to time travel. Because Littleborough's story, it goes way back. You're right. They found flint tools, and that tells us there were hunter-gatherers there way back in the Neolithic period.
Wow. So people have been drawn to this area for, like, millennia.
It seems that way. And it's not just the tools. They even found an Iron Age bracelet. So we're talking more settled communities by then. And then there are even hints of a Roman road going right through the area. You can just imagine, right?
That's crazy. Mm. The reach of the Romans, I swear.
It's everywhere, right? But here's the thing, fast forward all these centuries later and you can still see these layers of history, even in the language. Like Calderbrook, that's a name with Celtic origins. It's like all these chapters of history are still present in the town itself.
That's amazing. So you've got the Neolithic, Iron Age, the Romans. And now I have to ask, because we're talking textiles with the Weaver's Seaport thing, was Littleborough always about cotton or was there something before the mills showed up?
You're on the right track. Before the noise and the smoke of the mills, it was all about wool. They were weaving wool by hand, like a cottage industry. It was a skill passed down, probably for generations.
Wow, so it was already a textile hub, even back then.
Oh, totally. But then, cotton arrives on the scene, and boom, everything changes.
Right, it's like the whole story of the Industrial Revolution playing out right there in Littleborough. You have this small-scale, handcrafted way of life, and then suddenly, it's all about machines and factories.
Exactly. And for Littleborough, it meant a huge influx of families, mostly from Yorkshire, all looking for work, a new start, you know, all hoping to strike it rich in this new world of cotton.
So did Littleborough, did it go through that same boom and bust that so many other mill towns experienced? Because we always hear about how the mills, they brought so much prosperity, but then they declined and it was really rough, right?
You'd think so, right? I mean, that's the classic story we always hear. But yeah. Littleborough, it's kind of interesting because it didn't follow that same old boom and bust pattern in quite the same way.
Really? So what was different about Littleborough? Why wasn't it like as vulnerable as those other mill towns that were putting all their eggs in one basket, so to speak?
Well, remember how we were talking about those hints of coal mining?
Yeah, way back.
It turns out that wasn't just a small thing. They had a coal in Littleborough, and it really helped prop up the economy alongside the cotton industry.
Huh.
So even when cotton was booming, they had this other thing going on. And not only that, they also had engineering. So they weren't just relying on one thing to keep them afloat.
So they were already diversifying, even back then.
Yeah. And it wasn't just by chance either. The sources I was looking at, they actually mentioned that Littleborough had a really forward-thinking local government back then.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they were really keen on making sure the town didn't become too reliant on any one industry, so they actively encouraged this diversification.
That's amazing to be thinking that far ahead, especially back then.
I know, right? It's pretty impressive. And it really paid off for them in the long run, because when those other mill towns were struggling to adapt, Littleborough had a head start. They'd already laid the groundwork for a more resilient, flexible economy.
It's like they were built for change, almost.
Exactly. And we can't forget about that amazing landscape surrounding Littleborough either. I mean, think about it. That played a huge role in its evolution, too.
Right. Like Hollingworth Lake, that whole transformation from this industrial necessity to a place where people go to enjoy nature and the outdoors, it's pretty remarkable.
It is, isn't it? And it speaks to this bigger trend of how these industrial landscapes can find new life and new meaning, you know? Hollingworth Lake went from powering factories to powering people's love of the outdoors. It's a pretty incredible story of reinvention.
It makes you wonder, though, what was it like for the people living through all those changes? Were they happy about it? Sad? Like, what was their take on it all?
That is the big question, isn't it? And, you know, to be honest, the sources I've seen don't really give us a clear answer on that. But one thing they do emphasize is this really strong sense of community in Littleborough.
Yeah.
This real feeling of shared identity, rooted both in their industrial heritage and in their connection to those incredible Pennine landscapes we've been talking about.
Right, which ties back into that whole Pennines Township idea. It's this sense of belonging to something bigger than just one town.
Exactly. And maybe that's one of the most compelling things about Littleborough's story. It shows us how resilient people can be, you know, how we can adapt and innovate and find ways to thrive, even when things are changing all around us.
It's a good reminder that sometimes the most amazing stories aren't about big historical events, but about these everyday people mm-hmm. and the places they call home.
Absolutely. And speaking of stories, we touched on it earlier, but we have to talk more about Littleborough Civic Trust. They're doing amazing work.
Yeah, they're all about preserving the town's history.
Right.
Right. But it's one thing to read about history. It's another to be there, see it for yourself. So what kind of things do they actually do to keep those memories alive? It's really cool how they're taking care of their town story like that. So what kind of things does the Littleborough Civic Trust actually, like, focus on?
Well, they do a bit of everything, which makes sense when you think about how much history Littleborough has. They work on preserving the old buildings, making sure any new development respects the town's character. Oh, and they even do these guided walks and talks. Can you imagine, like, walking along those canal towpaths with someone who knows all the stories, all the history?
That would be amazing. It's like stepping back in time.
Totally. And it's not just the Civic Trust either. There are tons of societies dedicated to the outdoors, which, I mean, no surprise with that scenery, right?
Right.
So you've got horse riding, water skiing. They even have a whole group dedicated to, get this, researching the history of the Rochdale Canal.
Wow, that's dedication. It really does sound like a tight-knit community. Like they really care about where they live.
They do. And you know, it goes back to what we were talking about before, that resilience that runs through Littleborough's story. It's not just about getting through hard times, but about really appreciating what they have, you know? They found this way to preserve their past while also moving forward. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really inspiring. You hear so many stories about towns that struggle to change with the times, you know? But Littleborough seems to have figured it out. I'm curious, what do you think is the secret sauce here? What's made them so successful?
Oh, man. I wish I had a simple answer for you. Like, if we could bottle it up and take it everywhere. But honestly, if there's one thing these sources have taught me, it's that resilient. It's complicated, right? There's no one thing.
Right.
I mean, sure, they've got that gorgeous landscape going for them. That definitely helps. But there's also that incredible sense of community we've been talking about. It really seems like a special place.
It's like they're all in it together.
Yeah.
You know? Like that feeling of belonging, of sharing something special, it gives them the strength to get through anything.
Exactly. And we can't forget, too, about their local government, right? That whole thing with being proactive and diversifying back during the Industrial Revolution, that's still benefiting them today. It shows that good leadership, having a vision, and really caring about the community, it makes all the difference.
It's amazing. Honestly, when we started this deep dive, I was definitely intrigued. But now I'm just, I don't know, inspired.
Me too. It reminds you that some of the coolest stories out there, they're not in some history book. They're happening right now in places just like Littleborough. They're making history every day.
I love that. And for all you listeners out there, you're probably as charmed by Littleboro as we are by now, right? So here's something to think about. If you could hop in a time machine and visit Littleboro at any point in its history, when would it be and why? Think about it. And until the next deep dive, keep exploring.